ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the podcast. It's All Fish and Chips, the podcast. My name is Thor. I would like to welcome everyone who's joining us out there in podcasting land. We really do appreciate you tuning in and listening to this here podcast, wherever you are, foreign countries, America, wherever you're listening from. Thank you for joining us.
Nixa,
New Jersey, wherever you're from. This is going to be a special episode of the podcast. Bananas, I didn't hit it over here. I'll go ahead and start this. I'm a hot mess today. There's buzzes and snaps in the whole system. Like I said, it's going to be a special episode because this is going to be the old man episode. Because next to me, as always, the stalwart member of the podcast, we've got Bubby.
Where fantasy meets ecstasy.
Dang it, I didn't do mine. Ready for... I'm going hanging.
It's a great start.
And then next to Bubby, we have Empty Seat. And next to Empty Seat, we have Empty Seat. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's a two-man podcast. And it is me and Bubby, the old men of the sea. We're going to do this podcast. There's going to be a lot of complaining. A lot of yelling.
Get off my yard.
Yeah, a lot of yelling at kids on the lawn. Talking about how things were better when we were young. And how it was hard to go to school uphill both ways in the snow. We're going to talk about how things were made better back in the day than they are now.
Ain't that truth?
And Bubby's already getting into it. And then we're gonna talk about some old timey movies or something, some early talkie pictures or some such bananas. Bubby, it's a little weird. This first time we've done one. I've done solo ones with everybody else. It's the first time me and you have done a solo one together. So
yes.
It may go well. It may end after 10 minutes. Who knows? But thank you for joining us along this.
Maybe a dumpster fire.
Might be. Who knows? Weather has turned on us again. It was 80 degrees up until yesterday, basically. We've been having lovely weather. All the trees are budding. All the grass is growing. And then
all the pollen has exploded.
My car is so yellow right now. Last night it got down to 40 degrees and now it's a high of 60 today. It's going to be like that for the next couple, 3, 4, 5 days. It's going to be kind of cruddy weather.
No, we're dressed like it's freezing.
I know. Cause I was so, yeah, it's only it's 60 something.
Cause we're old.
But we got jackets and sweaters and it's so cold outside. I can't believe back when I was a kid, it didn't get cold like this in the spring. It roared in like a lion and it was hot all the time. So yeah, I don't know. I'm getting thin blooded or something. Who knows? But we're here, and we're both queer, and you better get used to it because
we're not. What?
Bubby doesn't know yet. Don't tell him. We got Tyler's out. Him and Boot, his wife. We wish them well and a speedy recovery. They're out actually on a date night tonight. They got kids, and they don't get to dump them kids off on people too often, so they had the opportunity to go out and have some fun times as adults, and they've chosen to take that. And then a friend, Amanda, has fled the state and is somewhere on the East Coast.
Flown
the coop, somewhere on the East Coast, and is very busy, does not have time.
Is she really?
Yeah. She's, okay. I called her on Monday. And she's East Coasting it right now.
All right.
I don't know what she's doing. She's with some people doing a thing.
Yeah.
It's very secretive. We don't even know. Yeah, so if you have any thoughts on what it might have been, what Amanda's out there doing in the world, or if you know, you've spotted her in the wild and like to report in, please feel free to email the podcast. It's allfishandchips@gmail.com. We'd love to hear your theories of where Amanda is this week. Bubby, do you have a theory of where Amanda is, having no idea?
I think she went to the beach.
I think you might be probably pretty close to that. I know where she is. I'm not going to rat her out just in case. But we wish her all the best in whatever it is she is doing.
Speedy recovery.
Speedy recovery for Amanda as well. My thoughts and prayers, that kind of stuff. So I got a bunch of weird ones. Oh, I've got... wait till Tyler comes back so we can tell that part of the story. We have a Tyler update with the... I'm going to tease it here. We'll tease it. That's good. That's good podcasting, right?
Yeah, teasing.
If you tune into a later episode of this podcast, you'll get to hear what happened to Tyler after he drank that sweet tea. So Tyler here last episode caught up with us with the sweet tea. And
I can't wait to hear that.
And there's some follow up to that story. So tune in next episode 40. It's going to be a big party. It'll be an extravaganza. So make sure you turn into that. So I won't hit that one up. But I will talk about, because we just always circle back to the same topics, Bubby. Went to the Chipotle. Okay. You know, we love to talk about Chipotle and going to the Chipotle, right?
I love Chipotle.
Right, Bubby's.
I had it today.
What?
That's twice in 1 week. That's
okay. Crazy. I was going to say, did you throw off
No, I didn't throw it off. I added to it.
Okay. I thought for a second there that you didn't go on the allotted day.
I did.
Okay. So you went on the allotted day and thought, come today. You were like, you know what? I'm going again.
Yeah. So there's a little reason. So our dryer is out.
Oh, no. Mine is actually near death. I got to replace one of the wheels in it again.
Mine's the heating element.
Oh, that's expensive.
No, it's only like $29.
Oh, that's not bad.
Amazon.
I've never replaced a heating element.
Yeah, it's a lot of screws. You got to take it apart. So it's all in pieces in my basement. And so I had to do laundry today. So I, you know, while I was doing laundry, I was like,
where are you doing laundry at?
Well, so I did the wash at our house because the washing machine works fine.
Uh-huh.
And then drove up to a laundromat up the street. And
this seems complicated.
And dried it.
Like, why wouldn't you just do both the wash and the dryer at the laundromat? Just because it costs quarters?
Right. I mean, why?
Because now you're
the washing machine works fine, so why not use it?
Because you're hauling around like wet, like musty clothes in the back of your car.
Now. They're not musty. They're clean.
Yeah, they're clean, but it still smells like wet. It smells like a wet dog in your car.
No,
now.
It doesn't.
All right, maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. Anyway.
Anyway, so I was like, I still had a couple of loads to go, and I was hungry. I hadn't eaten since yesterday at lunch, and so I'm like...
That's because Bubby don't work on Fridays, in case you don't know.
I don't, but Thursdays I'm working 12 hours or more.
Right, and he works on Sunday, too. It's just his weekend's Friday, Saturday.
So I was like, I'm just going to go... And I usually go out with my wife for lunch on Fridays, but because of the washing machine dryer...
Fiasco,
she was on her own, and so
you're just like, you broke this washing, you broke this dryer, woman, and I ain't taking you to lunch no more.
It wasn't her. Anyway, so
who broke the dryer, Bobby?
I'm pretty sure I was the one using it crapped out, and so I thought, hey, I'm gonna go up to Chipotle and grab something and bring back. So that's what I did.
Okay,
so two whites in 1 week. Continue with your story.
Well, I'm gonna just tag on to the back of yours. This one here, you can see that dryer from here. I've replaced the belt in it, and one of the wheels had. I don't think that drum is very round. I think there might be a small defect in that drum, because the back rear wheel before had like part of it had like broken off, and so then it was just going ba-com, 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 like as it spun around, because it'd like be on the wheel a little bit, and then it would hit the like the flat spot, and it was real loud. So
does it wobble?
Maybe a little. I don't know. But I said, okay, well, how hard can this be, right? So I got online, and it turns out they'll sell you the whole kit. So they'll sell you two new wheels and a little tension pulley wheel, mm-hmm, and a new belt for like, I don't know, $16. And I was like, all right.
Yeah, I saw that one. I was scrolling.
Yeah, I was like, this can't be that hard, right? And then I looked on the YouTubes, and there was a guy who said, no, it's not that hard. And so I just kind of followed along with him, and you take the screws out of the, on mine, you take the screws out of the lint trap, and then the lid kind of kicks forward and goes up. And then you got two more screws, and then the front comes off. And now that drum is free. And the first time you do that and don't know that, that's a bit of a surprise where that thing just falls. But now I know that happened. So you take that out, and then you can take the drum out, and then you've got the little wheels and the motor and the belt. And so I took it apart here, I don't know, last week sometime, because it was squeaking. It was making an awful squeaking noise. And then I take it apart, and it's just that damn wheel again. It's that same wheel. But it's a new wheel, but this one's squeaking. So I take it apart, and I clean it out, and I kind of give it a little WD-40, squirt it up, put it back together. So it doesn't squeak now, but it's still making like a little, like, it's not happy noise.
I saw a video of someone who fixed that. They got some insulation tape that you do for doors, and they found where the plastic piece was hitting along the metal, and they put that tape, that insulation tape,
gotcha,
between them, so it wouldn't rub anymore, and it got rid of that.
So there's no plastic here. This is metal on metal. So it's a little metal bar, and then the wheel has a little metal, but there's no like bearings in there. It's just a hole, and so you just stick the hole over top of the little rod, and then it's got a little, like, I think maybe the little, there's a little stopper in the back, like a little triangle shaped stopper that is like a little rubbery thing that just keeps the wall from the wheel from going too far back. I think that thing might have shifted. I'm not 100% sure. I got to watch the video again. But I was like, screw it. And I just bought a whole new set, and I'm going to pull them all out and change both wheels and the pulley and the belt and just be done with it.
Just good. All done at the same time.
Yeah. If I'm going to take the damn thing apart again, I might as well just do it. Clean it out while I'm at it.
Mine's a front loader.
Yep.
And, so I didn't actually have to take the drum out. So I was
like, oh, that's super handy then. Yeah.
This, the heating element's on the underneath side. So you just got to take some screws out and pull the whole housing out.
So this one here, you take that front thing and you take that wheel out. There's nothing in there. It's literally those two wheels and the little motor that drives it. All the heat stuff's on the backside. So you'd have to take the backside apart, which I did to clean out the lint trap at one point. But I've not messed with the circuit board or the heater element in that thing yet. I'm sure it's coming. This dryer is not that expensive. I should just get a new one, but meh, at this point.
What brand is it?
I think it's an Amana. I buy like the cheap. I don't want one. So my mother-in-law, she listens to the podcast, so shout out to KK. She buys like fancy ones, like with lots of like bells and whistles and knobs and buttons and lights and all that stuff. And she bought it, and that thing just like constant trouble. Like it's under warranty, so like you keep getting people out there to fix it, but they had like a bunch of trouble with that thing. This thing's dumb as hell. Like it makes heat and it spins, and that's pretty much all it knows how to do. And I'm kind of down with that. Like, just do the thing I want you to do. Go in a circle and make heat. That's all you really need to do. You don't need, it doesn't play a tune when it's done. It doesn't, it's got like a wheel, and you just spin the wheel, the big knob to where you want it, and then you punch the one big button and it goes. So I like things that are like basic, because usually they last. This one, not so much, but usually.
We have the Samsung.
Oh, just the
matching pair.
I got a TV. This is Samsung. I hate it. It's broken.
And these are workhorses. I've never had a problem with anything until now, the dryer, but we've had them for years.
Right.
But ours, especially the washer, will give you a code if something's wrong.
Oh, see, this isn't that smart. This is dumb as hell.
And it's usually just that the
C17.
The little bit of maintenance you have to do to the washers, drain the hose. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do. Drain that hose, buddy.
And clean out a little filter that catches hair and stuff like that. So,
welcome to Appliance Talk, ladies and gentlemen.
So, yeah, I did that today as well.
Two old men talk about appliances.
For the washing machine, and it gave me a code.
We got this new washing machine, and it does play tunes, and it's got like some things. I was against it, but here we are. Like when we first got it was super, like, it didn't work at all. Like, I thought it was busted as hell. It turns out you really got to get that thing level, because it doesn't have like one of those middle posts.
Oh yeah.
And so if you don't have that thing like perfectly level, like everything will just go to one side, and then it'll just get way lopsided and just bang around and then just quit. So I had to get like levels out, and like I had to level it front, back, left, right, sideways. Like it's like freaking Rick and Morty. It's true level in there now, right?
Okay.
You'll never go back. So welcome to Appliance Talk. None of this is on our list to talk about.
We got from Chipotle to the
We started Chipotle Samsung. And here we are. So the Chipotle, which one did you go to?
The one on South Campbell, okay. Closest to my house.
That freaking snap and crackle and pop is back.
I hear it.
That's the one on Campbell. So that's the one I went to. Now you tell me, Bubby, when you were there, was there an, I'm going to say the word.
Yes.
Uncomfortably handsome man working at this restaurant.
Yes, I know who you're talking about.
Okay, you can back me up then. This gentleman who works at this restaurant is, I am going to use the word beautiful. He is a very attractive man with like long flowing hair and a chiseled chin. Like I would sleep with this guy probably, you know, I'm not gay, but that dude could probably talk me into it. I'm going to be honest with you.
I noticed his eyebrows, really nice looking eyebrows.
Right. He is unnecessarily handsome to be working at the Chipotle.
Yes.
Like we walked in earlier this week and I was taken aback by him. I was like, It's like, all right, so you know when they that show Undercover Boss, right? And you always see the undercover boss, and it's very obvious that he does not belong with the people that he is working with. He obviously doesn't fit in at all. You can always go like, that's the undercover boss. There's no question about that. This guy's the same thing. You like look at him, you're like, you don't, how did you get here? Are you hostage? Why are you here? Blink three times if you need help. Because he is either going to be, and I'll be honest with you, I watched this gentleman for quite some time when we were in there. Like, I was a little fixated.
When did you go?
It would have been like Monday, Tuesday.
Okay. Did he have what, purple in his hair or?
Oh no!
Or blue?
No, this is a new development. Is it better? Does it?
It has color in his hair now.
Okay. Does it add to the experience?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Definitely. So it's good. He did a good job. Like he went someplace and because he has great hair. Like the kind of hair that me and Bubby would kill a man for. Right.
Right.
So I watched him for a full like 10 minutes, just watching him work out back there. I got a picture of him. I'm not going to post it. Huh?
That's uncomfortable.
Well, I don't think he knew I was watching. I was sitting, you know, in the restaurant kind of far back. I just happened to be facing the line so I could keep an eye on him. Right. But the whole time I'm there, I'm like, he is either some sort of male model or it's going to be some sort of male model or some sort of drag queen. And I don't know which it would be, but either way, he would be fabulous at it. So that is the exact thing I was going to talk about.
I'm going to go with drag queen.
Maybe. But either way, like
the color kind of
he it. Does not one okay. of these things is not like the other. One of these right. things just
that's
doesn't
what I was thinking.
And that dude is that dude. And buddy, you can do better than the Chipotle. If you're listening to this podcast right now, I don't know you. Call, write to us. Let us know. I'd love to have you on the podcast to find out what's going on with you. Because your life has got to be interesting. But that is the first part of my story from Chipotle. I'm glad that you have seen him and can corroborate. Yeah. Like I said, I did take a picture, but I don't think I feel comfortable posting it to the Facebook. But if you happen to be in Springfield, Missouri, and swing by the Chipotle on Campbell, swing in and see if he's there, because it's a treat. It really is. Did you notice something else that was different while you were at that Chipotle?
I did not get a drink. Is there Powerade now?
The Powerade is no longer out. Because the Powerade is gone.
Oh.
They replaced it.
With what?
I believe Mr. Pibb. Okay, not equivalent, but you know, fine, whatever.
Yeah,
it's not. You know, you didn't screw me on this, but you didn't make it bad. The Powerade's gone, and that's fine. So that happened.
Yeah, I didn't get a drink this time, so I didn't look.
Okay, just vamp here for a second, Bubby. I'm going to post a picture to the teams.
All right.
Because I want you to see.
When we get to it, I want to talk about Parker, who did listen to the episode of you giving advice on dating.
Oh, good. I'm going to need an update on that. I'm going to post this picture real quick, Bubby.
I have not taken him out for another drive yet. So.
Okay.
We have nothing to update there yet.
Nothing. No, he has no damage has been done. All right, I'm going to post the picture is now posted in the Slack. I'll post this on the Facebook as well. And there's probably a cat back there. Who knows? I'll tell you a story about that here in a second. You'll see a picture of a car, Bubby, that I've posted to the Slack channel. This car is missing its driver side door handle. Okay, this is in the parking lot.
Did you post it yet?
I think I did. Podcast plan? It should be in the podcast morning. Yeah.
There it goes. It just now updated.
Yep, take a second. So yes, you can see in this picture, if you look at the front door, the front handle, there's no handle on the front of this car, right?
Right.
So we come in right behind this guy as he's getting back into his car. He was in the restaurant as well with us, and he was leaving at the same time. And as we're walking up to the car, I see a string hanging out the side of his door. And I'm like, did he get something caught in the side of that door? Nope. This dude has a plan. So he is missing the driver's side door handle. So he can't get in that car, right? Because that handle's missing. He's got a string hooked up that goes in the door and is tied to the handle on the inside of the car. And so when he gets up to the car, he just grabs the string and pulls the string, and it pulls the handle on the inside, and right. then the door opens. Because I'm imagining the fob still works to unlock and lock the car, or he could use the key because the key hole didn't fall off the door, just a handle fell off the door. So he reaches up, grabs that string, boop, pops that door open, in he goes. And I'm like, that's genius.
And then when he's inside, though, there's no string hanging.
No, because
he's
got
to pull it in.
Yeah, he takes the string in with him.
Well, then he's got to feed it back through to go back out.
Well, no, it's not through anything. It's just in the door. So when he goes out, he just takes the string with him and he shuts the door on top of the string.
I thought it was like sticking out of the hole.
No, no, no. He's just got it hanging out the door. Okay. Like you caught your seatbelt in the door kind of thing.
Gotcha.
All right. And so then he comes back, but the car is locked. You can pull on that handle all you want. It's not going to open the car up.
All right. Genius.
But then when he's ready to go, and also no one's going to steal this car because it's missing a handle. And you're like, I don't really want to get involved with this shenanigans.
Do better than that.
Right, there's other cars here.
I'm going to steal one.
Yeah, I'm going to steal a car. I'm going to steal a nicer one that's got a door handle, probably. My wife's door handle is slightly askew on hers as well. Like the front little hingy part is kind of busted a little bit. She might be in this boat before too long. I bought a new handle for it and then realized I don't know how to change a handle on a car door. It probably involves taking a bunch of the car apart to do that. So I have the part. Now I got to find somebody to put it in for me. But anyway, that was my Chipotle adventure. We saw the very handsome man, and they don't have Powerade no more, and that guy had a string in his car. So,
all right, while we're talking about cars,
okay,
I'm going to talk about one of my
topics.
I want to know what your parking preference is, because my wife gives me a hard time about mine. I back in almost everywhere.
Your wife is correct. You are a menace to society.
But I'm not the only one.
No, you're not. There are other menaces to society. But see, most people, Bubby, are just going to whip into that spot. Now the contract is done. You're parked. Everyone can move on with their life.
It is not done.
Not for Bubby, because Bubby's going to pull past the spot, stop all oncoming traffic. As he then shifts it into reverse.
I make sure there's no oncoming traffic before I do it.
Okay. What happens if there is oncoming traffic? Do you loop around or do you just, what do you do?
Either. I will either loop around or I will just go ahead and pull in forward.
Okay. So you can park forward. You just prefer not to.
Right. Reason being is it is much easier to back into a spot and pull out forward than it is to pull forward into a spot and back out, not knowing what traffic looks like behind you when you're backing out.
Because you're. I'm assuming then at this point that your vehicle does not have a backup camera.
No.
Okay. Neither does mine. Mine is
the car does, but my Jeep does not.
Okay. I was very confused there for half a second. So yes, you have one vehicle with a backup camera and one vehicle without a backup camera. We have two vehicles, zero backup cameras at our house. Right. Now she drives the Fiat 500. So, there's no need for a backup camera because the back of that car is 3 feet from you.
Right.
You could put your hand out and just kind of feel the bumper and see if there's anything back there if you want to do that one. And then my car also is fairly small and the visibility around it is very good. So I can back out of a spot and seeing.
There's not so much.
No, the Jeep has blind spots. It has a lot of blind spots.
Yeah, so it's just makes sense for me to back in and pull out forward so I know there's no one coming when I pull out.
Okay, but I'm not me. My car is now 14 years old, 190,000 miles on it. I don't even care if there's somebody back there. Car, old lady. Mountain goat. I don't care. I'm just backing up.
Meh.
Let's see what happens. And it'd be a good story for the podcast, if nothing else. So, no, I mean, it's really easy for me, so I don't have to worry. But I could see how with yours. But your wife does not agree with you?
Oh, she thinks I'm crazy for doing it.
Yeah, it does take longer. There's a bit of a production involved in backing into a space.
Yeah.
And anyone who's seeing you doing it goes, this guy, what's he doing? Why is he blocking up traffic? You have to know that's happening, right?
Well, but I again don't do it when there's traffic.
You just you're very courteous. You'll just would you if there is a limited amount of spots? So let's say it's holiday shopping season, and you got a spot, and you want to back up and do it. And this is you're about to start backing up to it. Somebody starts pulling up behind you, also looking for a spot. Are you going to continue backing up, or are you going to drive away?
If I have already started backing up, I'm going to finish.
Okay. But if
you can wait a second.
Okay. But if it's holiday season and you get to the spot and there are people behind you, you'll just drive in forward.
Yeah, I can back up a 40-foot trailer with no problem. I think I can just back up really quick in my Jeep.
Okay.
I don't take forever.
All right. And then you don't bump into the car on the other side there because, you know.
No.
You're good with the length of your vehicle, so you can just stop it when you need to stop it.
Yep.
So that's a nice thing with the little cars. You don't care. You're just in that spot. Mm-hmm. And it's just always like a giant truck on either side of you. So it doesn't matter how far in or out of that spot you are because they're going to be 4 foot.
And that's even worse pulling out backwards because you've got two trucks on side of you. And you can't see
again, just
past either one of them.
Just don't care. That's the key. Just whip it out. Come out.
I care too much.
One time we backed up.
My Jeep's way too expensive.
I no longer work at this place of business, so I can tell this story. One time I was in a company vehicle and was backing it out and backed up on top of, I'm going to say, a Camaro maybe.
Oh.
Or could have been a Trans Am, an older model, but very low to the ground. And I was in a truck of sorts and I kind of backed up under their hood. And I'm like, oh no, I'm going to get in so much trouble. And I hopped out of the vehicle and that dude hops out of his vehicle and
he was in it.
He was in it. He was pulling. He was like driving down the between the line. You know, he's in the aisle there, and I backed out, and then I didn't see him, and he didn't see me, and so we kind of pshed up onto his hood a little bit. And that dude hops out of that car, and he is high as a freaking kite. Like
that's as much his fault as
twitchy and just jumping around. And he looks at it. And he goes, "I'm okay if you're okay. I'm okay if you're okay. There's no need to call the cops, right? I'm okay if you're okay." And I'm like, "I'm okay if you're okay." And he goes, "Great!" And he hops in that like Trans Am and boop, peels out of there, and he is gone.
You lucked out.
I know for a fact that dude had no insurance and probably no license plates.
And was high as a kite.
He had no interest in any kind of exchanging of information. So I was like, "Shh." Dodged a bullet with that one and just kind of kept on with my day. So sometimes you get a win, but usually involves a crackhead. All right. So
your crackhead of the week story.
Crackhead of the week. No, I have a good one for that when we get to it.
Oh, okay.
But Parker's listened to the episode.
Yes.
He's heard the advice given by both me and Tyler and Amanda.
Don't expect much.
No. I'm just interested to see what the takeaway was.
So the whole time he was listening to it, he was clapping his hands. He was like very excited that you guys were giving him advice.
Okay. Did he listen to the advice?
He did.
Okay.
He listened. And then afterward, it was over. I asked him, I said, Parker, did you learn anything? Did you get anything out of that? What do you think? What do you want me to tell the gang?
Yeah. What's the book report like?
And he goes, I don't know yet.
Oh, he's got to think on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right. So now you know what your task is. We're going to give it a little time and then we're going to go back.
Yes.
Now, I'm hoping that you just kind of naturally fall into some situation where he may get to try to apply one of the suggestions that was given to him. For those who may not have listened to the episode or may have forgotten, Parker and Bubby had a, let's say, run-in with a young lady in a hot tub where Parker's flirting ability may have been called into question.
It was called into question.
And we gave him some advice on how to talk to women, how to maybe do a approach that kind of situation a little clearer, and maybe some tips and tricks to try next time it goes around. So I'm hoping I don't even get a book report on what he's decided to try. I hope I get to hear about how it worked in real time.
Yeah.
We are
going on a cruise soon
to
the Bahamas. So
that will be the Parker,
great opportunity.
Let me tell you what, Parker, if you're listening right now, a cruise is a great opportunity to meet young women around your age.
Right.
They're away from home. They're out in a new land and they're looking for adventure. And maybe, Parker, just maybe you could be that adventure. So, this is a good chance, buddy. Study up, listen to that podcast again, take some notes, and maybe we'll get Parker on. If things go well on this cruise, maybe we'll get Parker on the podcast and he can tell us how it went himself. Oh, that's my phone. I did not reach my 10,000 steps.
Oh,
still time. I'm not done yet. I can't be anywhere close to
the sun is still.
I had so many meetings today. There's no way I'm anywhere close to the 10,000. Anyway, so that's exciting, right?
Yeah.
Good to know that, you know, at least he listened. We'll see how much of it he absorbed.
He really enjoyed it.
All right. Good to hear. And then on the Facebook group, everyone should have seen him driving now. We've got the picture of him driving up there. And hopefully that continues on. And
we're almost caught up. We're on, I don't know.
Oh, you and Parker are listening together?
We're on the Sweet Tea
episode. Okay, so you're not too far behind.
It's like two behind or something.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's a father-son bonding activity you guys are doing.
Yeah.
All right. Crackhead of the week, Bobby. Okay. We went to Bolivar. Okay. Bolivar. You ever been to Bolivar?
I've been through Bolivar.
Yeah, most people in the universe have been through Bolivar. That's very, like, very few people are stopping in Bolivar.
I know there's a Southern Baptist.
Got the schools up there. There's a college up there.
University.
Yep, Southern Baptist University or college or something like that. I've done a little work up there. We went up there for, to go to a school up there. We might be doing a project at school up there.
Okay.
I'm kind of doing a scouting mission on it, that kind of stuff. Not part of the story really, but we were former podcast host now turned AWOL, Tyler was with me and we're driving back. I did not get a picture and I'm very sad. I did not get a picture. You ever been to you've been to the state fair, right? You've been to
I have not ever what? Been. No.
You've been to Springfield though, right?
Yes.
Okay. You just haven't gone to the one in Sedalia.
No.
Okay. I haven't either. I want to go this year. I love a state fair. I love every bit of shenanigans.
What do you love about it?
Okay, first of all, they have all the delicious foods that I'm not allowed to eat ever, all in one place.
Everything fried.
Everything. I can get a 6 foot corn dog. They got root.
6 foot.
Wow. Yeah, they got root beer. You can buy root beer by the jug from the A&W stand.
Oh, yeah, that's what I like.
They got you get deep fried Oreos. They got deep fried everything. I mean, it's food fantastic. Not only that, but they got fun things to do. They got like a petting zoo. You can go pet some goats. That's always fun. You watch some pig races. I got a pig race story if you want to hear it. You can. I don't ride the rides, obviously, because I'm too old and too fat to be getting on a ride that was put together by a 17-year-old. Poorly.
Just 3 days earlier.
Yeah, just 3 days earlier. And if I die on that ride, they're just going to pack that ride up and not run it the rest of this particular
fair. They're going to hose it off and then pack it up.
Pack it up, and the next fair, they're not going to fix a thing. They're just going to unwrap it and put it back out there. So I'm not dumb enough to get up. Every once in a while, I think about getting one of those haunted houses they got, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of like the fun house with the slide and that kind of stuff.
Parker likes walking through those.
Yeah, but I don't have kids, so I don't have a real good excuse. So now I'm just a creepy old man going through that.
That's true.
So I tend to stay out of those.
Excuse.
But I like the attractions they have. I like the shows because they're always like real weird. You know, they got like, oh, we got a sea lion show. Okay. I never seen a sea lion show. I'll go see sea lions. We got, you know, BMX bikers or whatever. So I like going to do all that. But it's the people, Bubby. You're going to see the people. You're just going to walk around and see all the people who have decided this is not only a good idea, but like the highlight of their year sometimes. Because they're there to see the concert that night. You're going to see Kid Rock perform live. And or Poison or Styx, probably not Styx, but definitely Poison, some country star who used to be famous but is kind of on the way out, or some country star you have no idea who he is but he's on his way up, or Tractor Pull. Those are your choices, but they're there to see that entertainment.
And rodeo.
So you want to see the people that are there for that. Not the rodeo as much, but definitely the Tractor Pull people I'm there for. Monster trucks, any of that kind of stuff. I'm just there kind of to watch the people, eat some corn dogs, just kind of have a good time. So I love a good state fair. I don't know. Can I share this? Oh, okay. I was like, I don't know where this story is going. I've been
sidetracked. You're talking about crackheads. I don't know.
I got talking about corn dogs. I totally lost my... No. So when you go, though, they got all the games, right? All the paid games. Every one of them is a scam, right?
Of course.
But you're going to play anyway. Because why not? You're going to play. Maybe you win a fish. Maybe whatever. But you always see the big prizes, right? And one of the prizes you always see is that giant banana, the giant Jamaican banana. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, of
course. Okay, it's like a 6 foot tall stuffed banana with like dreadlocks and some sort of knitted hat. Okay, I don't know what that's called in Jamaica, but it's always that same like knitted, like multicolored green, red, black hat.
And they have sunglasses on.
Sunglasses, yep. Rasta banana, right? And you always see that damn thing just hanging up there. You never see anybody win it. You just see it hanging up at that damn thing, right?
Right.
We're in Bolivar. And there is a homeless guy going down the street, right? And he's got a full, he's got a bike. He's on a bike. He's got a dog. And then he's got a big ass cart that he's towing behind him, right?
Right.
Like a like one of those lawn carts you have like for behind your mower or whatever.
Yep.
Just full of stuff. Just packed up with stuff. But strapped straight to that top son straight to the top of that sumbitch is one of them Rasta bananas. Just clean and pristine as the day is long. Like just got it. Rasta banana.
Proud.
Proud. Proud. Just right on the top of this freaking pile of stuff that he is dragging around with him.
He was going to trade it for something.
Either that. Yeah, he's trading it for something or that's like his pillow or I don't know what's happening. But he's struggling because he's got the dog on a leash, right? And he's going down the sidewalk and he's on his bike. And he's got this trailer and he can't get more than like 3 or 4 feet before he like tips over on this bike because the dog's kind of yanking one way and the cart's, you know, doing its thing. And he's, and then he's got a buddy behind him on the, on his bike. And he's just got like a bike in a backpack and he's just staring at this guy like, what the hell? He, first Ross banana. Now this, he's like, I'm not sure this is going to work out. Me and you hanging out with your Ross banana, but straight up saw that. And I was like that. And I wanted to take a picture, but we were driving by and I was driving. So I didn't, I couldn't get my phone out quick enough and I wasn't going to loop back for it. So, but I saw him. That was my crackhead of the week. He's out there with his freaking Ross banana, just living it up. And ain't nothing wrong with that, right?
Might as well go ahead and mention the picture I put on our Slack.
Right. So
if you notice, it is a guy in a median.
Right. So now we've talked before about people begging for money.
Yeah.
And we've said, I've always said, if you're going to be out there and you're going to be, you got to have something, right? You got to have
entertain.
A hook, entertain. Like the juggler, I saw that one. I saw that kid juggling three balls. Right.
Right.
And I thought that's a brilliant idea. People, I should have given him money.
Right.
Bubby's one up me on this.
I got a picture.
Right.
And it's brilliant. The dude is wearing a clown wig.
No, no.
All red.
No, no.
What?
You need to zoom in on that picture a little more. He is not wearing a clown wig, Bubby.
Yeah, that's a wig.
No, that is a clown mask he is wearing, but he is wearing it backwards.
Oh my gosh, I did not notice that.
Yep, you could see the face.
I see it now.
On the back side of his head. So okay. He's like a, he'd be like a two-faced person with like a face on the front of his head, like Voldemort. Oh, I said yes. His name. In that first movie when he's on the back of that one teacher's head.
Yes.
That's what he's got. All right?
Okay.
Bright red wig, clown
bright,
mask.
Bright red. And he's got a sign around his neck, nicely painted, said needs gas.
Yep, red and blue for the need, gas is green, and the S in gas is a money sign.
On cardboard with a string, and it's around his neck.
Tied around his neck.
And he is juggling bowling pins.
Yep, he's got juggling
I saw
pins.
Him from like two blocks away when I was at a stoplight.
Okay. You've not completed this description here, Bubby, because not only has he got the sign around his neck and the red,
well,
he has got the brown sleeveless tank shirt on.
Yep.
And then what appear to be
camouflage pants
that he has cut off into capris. That's not shorts, those are capris.
It's not a smooth cut. It's
jagged. He cut this with a piece of flint or or some sort of two stones that he smashed together.
It's like
the only way you're gonna get that
them.
Yeah,
zigzaggy.
And then
so clown-like. Yeah, almost clown-like.
Almost clown-like, and what appeared to be a pair of Hey Dudes.
Yeah, and I would have given him money if I'd had it.
Right.
I also just slowed down long enough to get the picture because I had the green light. I couldn't stop. So.
But that is a great pic. Bubby got a good picture of this guy.
For still driving while I took it? Yeah, good picture.
So this guy is out there. Like now, what I don't want is him to flip that mask around and put that on and be standing out there juggling because I don't need no part of that, okay? No. Creepy clown, killer clown out there juggling. No, thank you, please. But
gas.
Just red hair, backwards clown mask, 100% on board for drink.
Probably the best entertainment I've seen for someone
right
needing some cash.
I bet you he did all right for himself that day too, because you're out there putting on a show, right? And he put some thought into it. He got the hat.
He did.
Is that dude homeless though? There's no way.
I don't think so. I think he just needed gas.
You think he needed gas, or he's just out there like trying to get some money, you know? Because I don't know.
I don't know.
Here in Springfield,
It's hard to tell these days.
Well, not, is it? Because you see the homeless folks around here, right? And they're all they're very obviously homeless people. And it's not a good thing. And we're not. I don't mean to make fun, but buddy, Bubby's just exploding shit down here in my basement. I'm not trying to make fun of anybody. No. I'm not saying it is a national tragedy, and everyone should be working towards making that situation better. But here in Springfield, there are two groups of people. There are the people who are actually homeless, and then there are the people who are just going to. They have no pride, and they're just going to stand on the corner with a sign and try to get money. And then when they're done, they're going to pick that sign with them, and they're going to climb in their car, and they're going to drive away to their house.
I know of such person, yes.
Oh, you know? Oh, hold on. Now I'm very interested in this. Do you know somebody who is out there just scamming?
I don't know them, but they're there all the time. Okay. It's right across the street from my wife's bank.
Okay. She sees him when he's leaving?
Oh, there's no, it's not a he.
Oh, it's a she?
It is an old lady who's about 70,
okay,
maybe 80.
What?
70. Okay. Let's say 70.
So,
and she is always camped out in the parking lot in front of Bears on South Campbell.
Okay.
And
does she have some sort of walker wheelchair?
No, she takes a...
Because a lot of them do that.
Maybe a little bitty ice chest. That you said a six-pack in, maybe, and she sits on that.
Okay, it's got her sandwiches and stuff in it.
She has a cardboard sign, and that's what she does from whatever morning till...
That's her all day,
whatever
every day.
Time in the afternoon, and then she will, like clockwork, my wife says she will pack up, go across the street to the bus stop, get on a bus, and
off she goes.
Disappear, be back the next day.
So this is just her job.
That's what she does.
I bet you, see, a lot of people give out money at those things, right?
And I don't blame her because she's probably on
Social Security, whatever.
Which, you know, that doesn't pay.
Right. And she got her spot. Like, she's just going to her spot every day.
Yeah.
But she's not homeless. I don't think she's.
Probably not.
Probably not.
I bet she's at least, you know, in some kind of government housing or something.
Right. But I'm talking about, there are people out there who I know, like, you look at them and you, like, kind of break down what they're wearing and stuff when you really look at it. They're just scamming. That's all they're doing. They just figure, you know what? I can make more money doing this than yard work or whatever it is I would have to do normally. And it's a lot less effort as long as I don't care.
Well, there's actually a guy for the longest time. I haven't seen him in a week or so, but he would stand on the sidewalk in front of the Come and Go over there close to my church.
Right.
And he would hold a sign all day long. And he says, I have a job. Having a hard time making ends meet, any help is appreciated. And that's what he would do all day long. So
he's not going to a job.
I'm thinking he has a night job.
Oh, okay.
Because he disappears before I get off work.
Okay.
And so maybe he has a night job and then does that during the day.
So I feel like you and I are on different pages here.
Right, but I'm just saying.
No,
He did it for months.
You're thinking though that these people are actually serious, and they like need help. I'm thinking these people are scammers, and they're out there preying on.
Oh yeah, I don't think either one are a scam.
Oh, see, I know there are scammers out there who are just like, this is what they're doing to make quick cash, right?
Right,
because you ain't reporting that to the government.
And they're not there all the time. They're there once.
On
a blue moon.
They go at the busy times.
And they know where to go.
Yeah.
The south side, people going to their...
Over there in Glenstone, over there by like the Walmart.
Nice houses.
Yeah.
Nice neighborhoods.
Yeah. So they're scammers. They're for sure scammers in Springfield. There are better ways to help the homeless than to hand out those people money.
Yep.
Give it to shelters, give it to food kitchens, food pantries, that kind of stuff.
I mean, who cares cash anymore?
Well, that's the other thing. Like, that's what I want to see.
I
want 100% see a dude over there taking Venmo.
One time I did, I have a cup in my Jeep that just I put change in.
Uh-huh.
And this one guy signed, it was brilliant. It said...
Is it the one throw a quarter at me?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, a penny goes a long way. Something like that. So I was like, kudos to you here, bud. Take a handful of this change. And he did.
There was a dude who had a sign who said that you could throw money.
I have seen that.
throw money at them.
Yeah.
You know.
Bet you can't hit me with a dollar.
Yeah, bet you can't hit me with a quarter. Bet you can't hit me with a dollar.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen that.
So they're out there. Everybody's out there, but they're doing their thing, you know. I ain't going to yuck anybody's yum, but there's better ways to help folks than, but this guy, again, check out the Facebook page. I'll get this posted on this, when this episode airs.
Yeah.
This guy's out there like earning his keep.
That's the only time I've seen him there. So.
Yeah. I never saw that other kid juggling. This might be the same one because that kid I saw was a long time ago. So this might be the same guy. Bing, bing. I don't know what that was. Who knows? My phone makes noises. It's attached to the thing. I thought that was going to shut the buzzing up, but it didn't. So things will just beep and buzz as we go. It's a high dollar podcast, Bubby. Old people, we don't know how me and Bubby don't know how technology works. Where are my kids at? Help me out with my phone. I don't know how anything works.
iPad, what's that?
iPad? How do I get on the internet?
I saw a meme the other day. It was Etch and Sketch. It was like, this is my childhood iPad.
Right?
Yeah.
Now we're talking about old people stuff.
Right.
Bubby, all right. Have we talked about my favorite board game in the world? If we're going to talk about old things.
I want to say yes, but it's been a long time. So,
well, I don't want to tell the same story because then everyone has to drink.
Well, refresh my memory because I don't.
My favorite board game in the world is called Concentration.
Oh, okay. No, I don't think we have.
Okay. Do you know the board game Concentration?
Is it like matching?
No. This one is, it's a big plastic square with a field, a flat field with puzzle shapes cut out of it. That you press down and then start a timer.
Oh, that's old school.
No, it's not Concentration. I'm sorry. It's called Perfection. And I'm a liar when I said Concentration. Alzheimer's is a bitch. And
I was thinking Concentration.
It's like the TikTok game. Kids have found it. Okay. Has found this game.
Okay.
So for those who don't know, and if I've told this story before, my man and Tyler are not here to fact check me. Bubby and I are old.
I don't think so.
So Perfection is a big plastic game. It's probably... I don't know, about 3 inches thick, probably about, I don't know, a foot, maybe a little more long, about equally wide. Yep. It's got a play field in the middle with shapes cut out of it, and you get matching plastic pieces that fit in those shapes.
Right.
Then you set a timer at the top, and you push down the center board, and there's a toggle switch that starts and stops the timer. So you push down the center board that is now spring-loaded.
Right.
You flip the switch. And that timer starts going. And that timer is not quiet. That timer is like... And now you have to take the pieces and you have to put them in the matching spots on the board. And there's probably, I don't know, 20, 25 of these little pieces you got to get in there. And the whole time, that thing's ticking. And if you do not accomplish this task in the set amount of time that the timer has given you, that thing will explode all those little pieces of plastic straight up into your face.
Yeah.
And as a kid, this game can't possibly be like still made, or if it is made, they've had to have made it safer.
Sure it is.
Because each of these pieces is hard plastic with a post on the backside of it.
Right.
And then this spring-loaded thing goes off, and it shoots all those pieces straight at your face and scares it's like a jack-in-the-box.
Don't be looking over it. Yeah.
But you have to be, because you're right over top of it, like trying to get all the little pieces in. And there's no way you're not going to do this thing. And that thing goes off, and every time it just scares the crap out of you, and all those little plastic pieces shoot straight at your face. And they can't... like. Old man things, that's got to be an old man thing because they can't possibly be making this stupid game anymore. At least not that way. They probably, it's all soft pieces and rounded edges and no posts to jab in your face.
One of my favorites growing up was Operation, where you had the...
Right? Metal tweezers.
Metal tweezers, and you hit the side of...
And that thing went off. Yeah, that thing buzzed like a sumbitch back in the day.
And his nose would light up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They still make that.
Yeah, Parker has one, the newer version of it.
Did you ever have electronic football? We're just going to talk about...
Yes.
We're just going to talk about old man things. Of course. Now, if you're not interested in old man things, I suggest maybe this is the end of the podcast for you, but not for me and Bubby, because we're going to talk about...
a football field that vibrates.
Yeah, so this is... For those of you playing along at home, drink, is a plastic football, not plastic, metal.
Metal.
Metal football field that you can set up two teams, the home team and the away team, and this two-player game. One of you is home, or one of you is one team and one of you is the other team. So if you have the ball, you will spend, I don't know, 5 minutes setting up all your little guys on the line with a quarterback and, you know, center and, you know, all the little guys you set up. And the other guy sets all his little guys up in opposite. He's going to
defense.
He's going to set up his defense formation. He's going to set up all his little guys.
Right.
And then to hike the ball, you're just going to turn the game on. And what happens is the play field just starts vibrating violently. And all the little pieces that are on top of it have flat bottoms. And they're just going to start randomly
running,
squirreling around on the on right. that stage. They're going to call it running.
Right.
But it's really, they're just going to like...
They're vibrating around.
They're vibrating around. And then one dude has the ball.
Right.
And you want him to try to get as far as he can possibly get. Now, normally, that little dude's going to get the ball and he's going to spin in a circle. Like right in place for like a little while. And then finally, he's going to start going... usually towards one of the sidelines. He's not going to go any forward momentum.
Well, he'll get hit by his guy or something like that. And they all bump into each other. It'll push him a little forward, and then he'll move a little bit more
right
towards the end zone.
And then the defense, you're hoping, will come and
knock him down.
Knock him down or kind of bottle him up so he can't get anywhere.
Right.
And then you turn it off. And that was one down. And now you spend another 5 minutes setting up your little guys. Boom, 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 boom. This game could take all day. Boom, beep, boop, 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 and he sets up his little guys, and then blink, you click that switch, and bzzz, and everybody goes, yeah, go, 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 go. And like it is the dumbest game in the
and
history.
And you're just hoping he doesn't run backwards.
Yeah, and sometimes he'll just spin around and go towards his own end zone and score a touchdown for the other team. And there's nobody to stop him because that's behind you, and you didn't send anybody guys back there. So, all right, now I'm down 6 points. I guess 7 because they probably didn't make you kick field goals. I don't remember. But
No.
They can't possibly. That could have been a rule. So, but yeah, that was a game. I never had it myself, but I had friends who had it, and I went to their houses and played it. And usually, you get about, I don't know, 20 minutes into that game, and now you're just going to set it up to see if it'll do dumb things, because you're going to lose interest in the actual game itself. You're not going to play 4 quarters of this. Let's be real honest with you.
You're going to tape firecrackers to them.
Oh yeah, maybe. This is Mousetrap. Is what this is. Bubba, you have ever had Mousetrap?
Had Mousetrap. Parker has Mousetrap.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Has Parker ever played the game Mousetrap?
Once since he's had it.
Like played it, like started the game and completed the game?
I don't know about
or
completed, but played.
Did Parker take out all the pieces, build the Mousetrap, set it off, watch the dude jump into the tub and the net come down and go, wee, and then put it back in the box?
Well, it was a gift from a friend, and so the teenager boy, who's basically the same age as Parker, helped played the game with him.
Okay.
On the first time, so they actually played the game, but I don't know how long it lasted. Okay. or but so I know they went over rules and actually played it.
I'm going to say this: growing up as a child, we owned Mousetrap, and I have set that Mousetrap off easily 50 times, maybe 75 times. But I've never once played the game. Not once. I set that damn Mousetrap up, did all the little pieces, put them all where it's supposed to go, turned the crank, set that sumbitch off, watched it go, and went, that was fun, and put it right back in the box every time. Same with Hungry Hungry Hippos. I've never played Hungry Hungry Hippos. I've dumped all the marbles in the middle and smashed down the hippos and made them eat all the marbles. I don't know what the rules of that game are. Don't care what the rules of that game are.
Have you ever played Trouble?
Yep, Pop-O-Matic Bubble.
So, but did you play the game or did you just...
Yes, I've actually played the game of Trouble.
I played the heck out of that when I was a little kid.
That's a game that'll make you so mad because that dude will be like going along, boom, boom, and it'll land on your ass and send you all the way back to the beginning.
Right.
Uh-oh. Is that Sorry? Am I thinking of Sorry?
No, because the Trouble does the same.
Yeah, you land on
top. Sends you back to your base and you got to start
all
over
again.
To get in the home.
Yep, and you got to hike it all the way around. But it does have the Pop-O-Matic Bubble.
Yeah.
Which has to be one of the greatest inventions of all time.
Yep.
It's a big plastic dome with a dice in it and then like a hunk of metal on the bottom that when you push down on the dome.
Yeah, they're plastic now.
Okay, but it used to be, yeah.
Yeah.
If you press down on the top, it would pop that piece of metal on the bottom, and it would automatically like spin the dice. But this way, you couldn't lose the dice,
right?
Because they're trapped inside that bubble.
Genius.
But the Pop-O-Matic Bubble.
Yeah,
I love. Yeah, again, that's another thing that I sometimes would just get out of the box and pop the Pop-O-Matic Bubble because that was fun. Don't break the ice.
Right.
it's kind of the same way. Although I think I have actually played like by the rules once or twice, but mostly you just like setting it up and knocking all the things down.
Right.
There's a lot of games back in the day that were like that. Just
Jenga.
Jenga. Well, Jenga, you gotta have Jenga by yourself is sucks. Like Mousetrap by yourself is fun, but Jenga by yourself, you know, that's a lot of work for not a lot of payoff. I can just stack up a bunch of shit and knock it over.
Right? So Perfection was your favorite, right?
Perfection was by far my favorite.
Are you saying game or toy?
This was a game.
Okay.
Now, toys, I had a lot of toys I liked, but for games, Perfection was the one. What did you have? You think it was football for you?
No, I'm going to say Trouble was because I really did play a lot of that.
Okay.
Growing up with the family, I loved it. And I can't get Parker to learn the rules.
Right.
But
we used to play, me and like a couple friends, this was been like middle school, maybe early high school. I got big into Risk. Okay. And this is the Risk with all the wooden pieces. Okay. Because I'm old. Now it's all metal. I have a set upstairs. It's all metal. But it was the wooden pieces. And if you've ever played Risk or looked into playing Risk, it's an ordeal. Like you are going to spend
hours, days.
It was days for us. We would set it up in our basement, like off to one side, and we would come over and we'd play for like 2 hours. And then we'd go home and we had to swear that no one was going to touch the board. And then we'd come back like the next day and pick up where we had left off. And you could literally play like a whole week on one
game.
It's
like D&D.
It's kind of like D&D, but way dumber and way more like fiddling with little pieces.
Right.
It's on my iPad now, and it's real fun on your iPad because you can play it pretty quick on your iPad because you don't have to move any of the pieces, and the computer goes pretty quick, so you don't have to screw around with
it. Does it show battles?
I think the pieces smash into each other, maybe.
Okay.
The secret to Risk is that you rule the world from Australia. It only has one in and one out, so if you ever get a card from Australia, that's where you put all your pieces because it's easy to take it. Then you own a continent, and you get more armies. Because you own an entire continent. So, kids, if you ever play Risk, you rule the world from Australia, just so FYI. They later made it so that there was another way into Australia from somewhere else, but the OG game, there's only one way in, one way out.
All right. Speaking of OG, what was your OG toy that you played, loved playing with?
That's a tricky one for me. What was yours?
Mine was Evel Knievel.
Oh, my grandma had one at her house, but I could only play it when we went over there. She had toys for us to play with at her house, and the Evel Knievel was one of the things she had.
I love that.
It's got, so Evel Knievel, Bubby, would you care to describe the Evel Knievel?
Sure. It is a motorcycle, and it came with an Evel Knievel action figure that was posable.
Let's be real honest here, Bubby. Was he an action figure or was he a doll? Because he was Barbie size.
I'm going to say action figure because you could pose him. You could make him do a headstand on the motorcycle and a handstand. And
okay. We will agree to disagree with this one.
You could do all kinds of things.
So Evel Knievel.
And you would put the motorcycle on this wind-up base. And you wind it up.
Which was like a little ramp down.
Yep. And so you would wind the crank, the hand crank, and hold on to the top of it.
Uh-huh.
And then when you got it all wound up, you'd stop, and there was a button to push, and you push it, and he would take off and pop wheelies, and you could ramp him over ramps.
Yeah. He was pretty good.
It was amazing. It was
I'll be honest with you, you didn't need Evel Knievel, because the motorcycle would do it without him.
Well, true, but it was fun to pose him in different poses and make him jump things.
Did you make him jump over the Snake River Canyon there, Bubby? that was your big thing there?
Yeah.
My mom loved to go to the flea market. Your town have a flea market? We've talked about flea markets here on the podcast before.
I'm sure there's some downtown, but we never really went. We went to auctions.
Oh, okay.
A lot.
My mom liked to go to the flea market, and we would get a bunch of toys from the flea market because it was cheap, and you get, you know, shit ton of stuff for not a lot of money.
Right.
And so we would always get, and they're always, so you get all these toys. You know, you can get new toys all the time, but they're always like slightly broken or like missing pieces because they're from the flea market. But I had an AT-AT. You know what an AT-AT is?
Sure.
Star Wars. That big, it was big though. That thing probably was every bit of 2.5, 3 foot tall. And you could put batteries in it and it would slowly walk. And then you could put your stormtroopers in there. And they could, it was missing the side door on this one was missing the side door. So normally it would close up and you could put your little guys in there. But mine was missing the side door. So they would fall out if you weren't careful with your little guys. But I would, I played that and the Dagobah playset, which was Yoda's home.
Okay.
It was like a little swamp playset. It had like a little forest. little house for Yoda to live in, and then like a quicksand pit out front.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had those two, and those were probably my favorite back in the day. And for me it was a mix and match kind of thing. So sometimes G.I. Joe would be out there in Dagobah. Sometimes maybe some Thundercat showed up to fight that AT-AT. It's really kind of all over the place. I did not stick to one particular genre when action figures and that kind of stuff was involved.
Did you have a Mr. Stretch?
A Stretch Armstrong?
Stretch Armstrong?
Yes. Well, briefly. And then I wanted to know what was inside of him, and then I didn't have a Stretch Armstrong anymore.
Tore it open, didn't you?
So a Stretch Armstrong, man, we're talking about old people thing. We're going to have to wrap this up here before too long. He had a goo inside of him. And basically, he was supposed to be indestructible, but if you really applied yourself, he was destructible. But you could stretch him out. Like, you could pull on him and stretch his limbs out and stuff, and then you let go, and he'd kind of go back together. But it was like 1970s plastic that we were stretching here. So it would get brittle after a while if you weren't careful. If you left him out in the sun especially, he would get kind of brittle and a little
brittle. Like, he was more rubber to me than plastic.
Well, it wasn't like a true rubber. It was like a harder rubber that he was, but he was filled with like this goo, and that's the thing that got me. It was like, I want to see what that goo is.
All right, what was it?
It's goo. It's just like probably poison. It's probably asbestos and freaking mercury. But I opened it up and see what was in there. So.
All right. Never did that.
No. Yeah. I was not kind to the stuff I had. I'll be honest with you. I destroyed a lot of toys back in the day. Cause you know,
that was the fun of our childhood,
right?
Destroying what we had.
Turning a Rector set into ninja throwing stars. And
I did that.
Yep. 100%. So, and those are fly like a stone bitch too. Those are flat out go.
And you could probably get $200-$300 for it right now if it was.
Oh, I know. If you had all them pieces, man, of all that stuff I had back in the day, if I didn't chew off all the lightsabers from every freaking Darth Vader and Luke Skywalker that had the like retractable lightsaber into his arm, and I just chew on that plastic because it was a little bit soft, and I'm stupid as hell. Yeah, I could probably have a bunch of money, but instead I've got, you know, lightsaber poison in my body. So
and memories
almost broke my tooth on an Uncle Wiggily figure. You know the board game Uncle Wiggily?
No.
It's a board game. It had a plastic rabbit, like a hard plastic rabbit. I tried to bite on it once and almost broke my tooth. I still remember that. That was not good. All right, folks, I think we're gonna wrap this one up. It's enough old men just chattering about their childhoods and trying to remember their names. If you enjoyed the podcast, or if you didn't enjoy the podcast, would like to complain about me and Bubby being on here by ourselves, write us at the email address. It's allfishandchips@gmail.com. We'd love to read your emails here on the podcast. Love to hear what you have to say. You can check us out on our website. It's allfishandchips.com. Check us out on our Facebook group. That's where all the content's being posted nowadays. It seems to be working out pretty well. Join our Facebook group. It's open to anybody. You can also go to our Facebook page. It's All Fish and Chips at the Facebook. That'll just link you to the Facebook group. There's no other real content on that. I accidentally created that and now I have to deal with it. I don't know how to uncreate it. So here we are. We have a TikTok. We have Instagram. We don't really use them. All the new episodes are being posted up on YouTube. Some people are watching them there. So if you're watching on YouTube, thanks. And check us out on Patreon. We have a, don't unclick that. We have Bubby's messing with his mic. We have a Patreon, and now there's a new tier for the Patreon. We have the $3 tier for the supporters of the Patreon, and we'd like to thank all of our supporters, all four of you.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us, and we appreciate you greatly. If you'd like to join the new tier, that's our sponsorship tier. Basically, if you sign up for that tier, it's $25 a month, and we will do 4 ad reads for you because we do 4 podcasts a month, and we will read pretty much within reason anything you want us to read on the air. We don't care what it is. I will Ron Burgundy the hell out of this and just read whatever you put on a piece of paper. As long as you're not promoting Nazis or some other bananas that we don't want to be talking about. So sign up for that if you want to be a sponsor for the podcast and write some copy, and we'll have me or Bubby or Amanda or Tyler read it. You can even specify who you want to read it. It'll be fun. Make some tongue twisters up and just make Bubby read them. That'll be fun for everybody. Other than that, I think that's going to be it for this week. So having said all that, my name's Thor.
Bubby. Carol, Carol, Carol.
Carol, 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 drink. And remember, folks, no matter what you got going on in your life, it's all fish and chips.